You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, Sassy, and stimulating medical talk radio. We have gotten a bunch of emails and really good comments this week on my message line. So thank you guys so much. I do listen to each and every one. One of the reasons is I don't pay anybody to listen to them for me. I'm too cheap. But number two, I do, and they do get to me. And so I really, really appreciate it. I mean, in fact, my XM listeners, again, it is all coming to my line. So thank you all. If you do want to reach me, or at least leave your message, if we're not live, call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. Boy, a lot of good stuff to talk about. You know, a lot of us were getting our lattes and our Starbucks drinks, but we don't realize that many of them have more calories than fast food. So we need to talk about that. The reason why this is a subject is I just had a Mick hot chocolate. I don't mean to rip on McDonald's. It was probably the best tasting hot chocolate I ever had. I went up to the, I guess the Mick counter or whatever. I ordered a Mick hot chocolate, you know, because my nose is running. I think I'm getting a little cold, you know, and sniffling. And I mean, it was good. It was good. But I know that had to at least have had 200-300 calories. I need to look it up. So we're going to talk about that. I want to talk about Occupy LA. Apparently, some of these protesters now are saying that they need therapy because having been thrown in jail and arrested had caused them such trauma. So now they need therapy. So we need to talk about that. Also, there's going to be a bubble gum that may help you lose weight. This is really cool because I really love bubble gum. I don't know if it's bubble gum. I mean, it could be spearmint. It could be strawberry. But I just love bubble gum. So bubble gum can help you lose weight. It's really, really cool how they're doing that. So we're going to talk about that. And then I want to talk about a lady, really beautiful lady. She gets out of a plane, one of those two-seaters, and walks right into the propeller. All right. I guess we need to review plane safety. And we need to talk about the weathers are really getting nippy. Even I'm from southern Nevada. It's even getting nippy here. I think it's supposed to be like 29 degrees tonight. And so we need to talk about frostbite and hypothermia and what you guys should think about. Because some of you, you'll wet your pants, right? Well, guess what? You got a frostbite, especially you gentlemen. So a lot to talk about. So for those who joining us, please call in at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Of course, you can email me at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. You can follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and you could just do whatever the heck you want as far as I'm concerned because I'm very, very happy. All right, the other thing I want to talk about, too, is there is going to be this really, really cool breast cancer scan. All right, we're going to talk about that a little bit later in the hour where it's not supposed to hurt as much as mammograms. So, okay, I don't even know what to begin with. Got so much to talk about. Big, big scoop. Okay, so really quickly here. Occupy LA arresters feel traumatized and they might seek therapy. Really? Several said they felt traumatized after witnessing police use non-lethal force and being forced to wait for hours in zip-tie handcuffs. Some displayed cuts on their wrists from the handcuffs. Others complained that they were forced to urinate in bags on the bus as they were transported to jails. Isn't in Europe? Didn't we talk about those little go-go bags where people in Europe aren't going to have bathrooms on the train so they have to pee in a bag? They aren't suing. All right, one speaker urged others to document any complaints, make note of every single violation of human rights. Oh, please, really? I'm sorry, but I feel traumatized listening to this day in, day out for the past couple months. I'm traumatized. And not to mention all the people in New York and L.A. and wherever that have to walk by these Occupy camps having to hold their nose. Aren't they traumatized? Aren't they? I was just on the, actually, this is on the John Phillips show on KABC. We were discussing this. And, you know, I told him, I go, you know what? I don't disbelieve that these people think they were traumatized. You know, I mean, many people, they're looking at the story going, okay, well, they're just, you know, crying wolf. I really think that some of these people are brainwashed. You know, I mean, they've been listening to such propaganda. It's the same thing they always say. We're representing the 99% of Americans, 99% of Americans. Yeah, well, 99% of Americans, you know, don't want to have to hold their nose when they walk by, and they'd like the traffic to go smoother so they could get to work. If you really ask 99% of Americans, that's what they want. All right, let us go to work unmolested, please. Can we please go to work? You know, I mean, that's really what they want. But I don't really think they're faking it. I think, you know, after a day or two and then 3 days and a week and 2 weeks, and then it starts getting cold, and some of them in L.A. have the Santa Ana winds and the wind chill factor, I think after a while you really start believing what's being hashed. And you're just going with it. And, it's like, come on. So here's the thing, all right? What should they do? Do they have a case? No, they don't have a case. In fact, I mean, you think many of these people who have been living in tents with scabies and lice and no meals and drug paraphernalia, they should actually thank people for getting them arrested and putting them into a holding cell that's warm, giving them a meal. I mean, maybe cleaning up their clothes. What was that one, Charlie's Angels? They had to be sprayed. Remember they were in the showers and they had to open up their towel and get sprayed with something. I think that was like a de-lysing. I don't know if they still do that. But you would think these people would be grateful. No. They want to cry. They want to cry foul. And, you know, John Phillips had brought up, he goes, you know, these people, how could they live in filth? If they live in filth, do they start to become mentally ill? I think it's the opposite. Whenever you have a grandma, grandpa, elderly person that starts to kind of keep the newspapers, not do the dishes, not clean up after the cat, starts to that's a sign of mental illness. What I think happened is the most sane people of Occupy Wall Street were there than left. They got the heck out of there. And the people that started to defecate and deal with the drugs and all that was a big group of mentally ill people. I mean, look, Susan Sarandon came that first day. She came, she spoke, and then she got the heck out of there. I think most people with a brain left after the first few days when they realized it was going to be turning into just a drug, lice, scabies infested, I don't know what you call it, camp. All right, so no. Do they need therapy on the state's dollar? No. They needed therapy before they went there. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show. Coming right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, 1-800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family. peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Medical Talk Radio, taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, your emails at drdahlia.com. Of course, please follow us on Twitter. You know, interesting story, there was a burglar that broke into a home, okay, but he was high on bath salts. So he breaks into the home, and I guess he decorates it. You know, because he's high. This was a home in Vandalia, Ohio. Ooh, Vandalia. Oh, I like the name. All right. So anyway, so he breaks in, and then he just decorates the heck out of it. He decorates it as well as, like, remember Buddy the Elf movie? Right, that movie Elf? Yeah, he decorates it that good. And then he's exhausted, and he lies on the couch. So little kid, you know, walks into the room, sees him on the couch, of course, calls 911. The kid was 11 years old. All right. And now, of course, the man, his name is Terry Trent, is being charged with burglary, right, and held in a county lockup. Now, of course, some people are going, well, wait a second. He really didn't steal anything. Now, he decorated the house. Come on. My problem is, okay, he went into the house, you know, and he was high, still poses a danger. But it's interesting because they, I put this picture up on my Facebook fan page, and, I mean, he did a damn good job. The tree, the stockings, I mean, for somebody high, he did really well. I mean, it looked good. So that is the burglar story. Crazy, just crazy. Okay, so for those of you getting all excited about Christmas and eggnog, keep in mind the calories. They say the Starbucks Venti Eggnog Latte, which looks absolutely delicious, has a whopping 579 calories. 579. 24 grams of fat, 74 grams of sugar. Remember McDonald's had McFlurries? I don't know if they still have McFlurries. Those are 400 calories. Yet, the McDonald's double cheeseburger is 440 calories. You know, a lot of people forget that what they drink adds on more calories than what they're allowed to eat. You know, when I waited tables, I hardly ate all day long, but I'd get thirsty, so I'd drink at the soda machine. No, I never lost weight until I realized stop the soda and drink water. But keep in mind, these lattes, no matter how delicious, I mean, eggnog is egg yolk, cream, sugar, nutmeg. I mean, absolutely yummy stuff. But keep in mind, high in calories. So remember, you are what you eat. Watch what you eat. Be careful. Okay. All right. Let's talk about this chewing gum. This is so exciting. For those joining us, this is a Dr. Dolly show. This is what I wait all day to report on. There is going to be a bubble gum. Well, I can't call it bubble gum. It's going to be a gum that may help you lose weight. Okay. So now we got to read through this. Okay. Because there's a team of scientists working on this. This is pretty scientific and sometimes I don't even understand it. Okay. This was led by which researchers? Okay. They all, because I want to give these guys credit, but I don't see Syracuse University. Okay? Now, the scientists believe they're really close to delivering a gum that can help users fight the battle of the bulge one chew at a time, they say. This is being reported in New York Daily News. The gum's formulation is a hormone called human PYY that regulates appetite and energy and is released into the bloodstream when people eat or exercise. Okay? Now, here's the problem. You can't just inject PYY into people, okay? When PYY is given intravenously, it does work as an appetite suppressant, but we got to make it in terms that the masses can take it. So what they're going to do is use vitamin B12. You use vitamin B12 as an oral delivery for this, okay? And then it brings the PYY with the vitamin B12 all in gum form, kind of like nicotine-laced gums, and they'd be able to do it that way or even oral pills. They say after about 4 hours of chewing gum or taking the pill, because again, they can't be doing IV. You know, we can't be doing IV. Otherwise, we've got these little shop houses all over the place. But if it's oral, then the PYY supplement kicks in after about 4 hours, decreases appetite, and that's great because if it covers you for 4 hours, that's coming into your next meal. Now, why do I like this? Because I get really nervous about HCG. HCG still always bothers me. I get a little nervous about that. The pregnancy hormone, I just get a little nervous about human chorionic gonadotropin. This one may actually be safer. Again, the verdict's not out. Jury's not out on this one. We still need to get more data. But, oh, my gosh, can you imagine gum? I mean, look, I've never been a fan of, pills for losing weight. I always said diet, exercise, but I'm going to tell you something now, okay? It was very easy for me as a doctor in my 20s to tell a lady who was overweight sitting in front of me while I was skinny, honey, you're just not exercising enough. It's just your diet. You have all the power. Well, now here I am, having turned 40 and having gained weight when I've eaten the same, when I've exercised the same, now I'm starting to turn into one of those women about to sit in the doctor's office and cry. Like I said, it's very easy when you're young and skinny, your metabolism is up. And when you're older, it is extremely frustrating. Now, true, many older women who play tennis, play racquetball, walk the dogs, stay very active, run marathons, they could do it. But there's a lot of women that can't. There's more to this weight gain for men and women than we like to believe. It's not really calories in equals calories out. We like to pretend it is because we think everything is science, but there's more to it. There are some people that will just follow their genetic lineage and become butterballs. In our family, the women look like weebles. We look like weebles. Now, a couple of us women have been able to buck it. But if you got all of us women into one room, we would look like weebles. All right? I'm not a weeble because I fall. You push me, I fall. But the rest of us, no. We kind of still stand upright. But we're big women. That's just how we are. I wear size 10 shoes. I have a size 10 foot. All right, we are big boned women. My breast size, well, you all know. But anyway, all right, so, you know, we can't just say, all right, you know, if you're gaining weight, well, it's your fault. You're eating the ho-hos. Yeah, some of us do eat the ho-hos. But a lot of these people, men, women, they don't know what more to do. So I am not against surgeries or supplements if, A, they're healthy, if they also induce you having, you know, still good dietary behaviors and exercise behaviors. You know, you can't be eating bonbons and slipping a diet pill in there. No, that's not going to work. But if you're doing everything possible and you weren't, like we were talking about that little 219-pound third grader from Ohio last week. Remember, we're talking about this little 200-pound boy, third grader, who was taken from his mom by foster families. Now, I have seen a lot of overweight children where moms are slim, siblings are slim. This kid, I don't want to say this particular kid, but many of these kids, they're not eating chips and junk food. He has some gene issue. Now, again, they aren't giving us the specifics of this case of the child that was taken away from mom. They aren't telling us, you know, how many nutritional visits and consults mom did. If mom's taking the child to the doctor, they're making it sound like mom had been given a year and she didn't. Yet I heard other sources saying she did. She didn't take him to the doctor. She didn't take him to the nutritionist. The problem is that some of these kids, they really need an endocrinologist. They need somebody that can look at the hormones, figure out what's going on. Is it a cortisol issue, an adrenal issue, a thyroid issue? What is going on? And you see it time and time again. So many people and their families, they have a look to them. And they eat just as much as a skinny person does, yet they're fat. So, you know, researchers do need to figure this out. And no, I am not opposed to taking a supplement. All right? Now, what do I think of the phentermines and the fastens and the speed? No, those I don't like. The reason why I don't like it is, you know, for many people, it could hurt the heart. I had one patient claim it gave her a seizure, and she almost killed a kid, and they gained the weight back. So I'm not that excited. But I do like the idea of researchers coming up with something that lowers the appetite, that isn't a form of speed. I mean, because that's the thing. Some of us are hungry, and some of us aren't. You know, when you see somebody push a plate away, oh, I'm too nervous to eat. I wish I had that. I'm too nervous to eat. When I'm nervous, I eat. When I'm nervous, I eat. All right, how do I get to be a person who's too nervous to eat? How do I get to be a person like that? So we have to realize that we all are from the same cookie cutter cookie sheet, or however the analogy goes. Right? We need to individualize treatment, and yes, maybe some of us will need to take a supplement. But keep in mind, many people have been popping supplements for years, they gain the weight back. You can only pop a supplement for so long. I can't tell you how many of my patients who did the HCG diet gained the weight back. Now, it's frustrating that, you know, it works. These HCG diets work. You lose the weight, you lose the appetite, you go to 500 calories a day, it works, but how long can you keep it? And is it healthy to keep it that long? Atkins diet worked. Right? My brother was on the Atkins diet, all steak and cheese. He lost weight, but how long can you do that for? And is it even healthy? So if they could find something that is inert or has no side effects that'll help decrease your appetite, they need to. Because with all the diabetes and all the obesity and the high blood pressure and the stroke and death, I mean, you want to save money. If Obamacare wants to save money, help research these anti-obesity medications. Help the pharmaceutical companies out to figure this out. All right, guys, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet, or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's AffinityHealthProducts.com. or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Alli-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
In 2009, several international scientists concluded the WTC buildings were blown up by nanothermite. So what actually happened on 9/11? An experienced physicist with a PhD in applied physics at Caltech has published an online book about this disaster, National Swindle of the World Trade Center. This factual analysis includes 37 color photos in 7 chapters. Download it now for less than $13 at sealane.org. That's SEALANE.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply. While their 5-week supply of quick and easy to fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab and go emergency. Order their combo gift pack and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
The Dr. Dahlia Show, Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Your emails at drdahlia.com. Please, of course, follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. And let me see. There's something else I wanted to bring up. Some political news came in, so I just want to pull this up as it comes in. You know, that's the one thing I'm really frustrated by is I don't get to do live breaking news. I was able to do live breaking news on Saturday when Herman Cain made his announcement because I was on air. But unfortunately, a lot of you listened to the show delayed. And so it's kind of frustrating that I can't give you live breaking news. But it turns out Dan Quayle has just put his backing behind Mitt Romney. Dan Quayle is going to endorse Mitt Romney. So that's kind of interesting. Now, people have been asking, is Governor Jan Brewer putting her name against endorsement or Senator John McCain? Both of them are still staying mum. All right. They are not going to endorse a candidate. I don't know if I would either. I don't know if I would endorse a candidate right now. I mean, you know, it really is up for grabs. I mean, I never expect a Newt Gingrich to do as well as he's doing. I mean, you know, when Herman Cain pulled through, that was amazing. He just, you know, came in from behind and did well. And then all of a sudden that's, you know, we all know what happened there. Now, what's interesting is Herman Cain suspended his campaign, but he's still fundraising. He's still fundraising. I guess he's in Iowa right now doing a fundraiser. So a lot of people are like, well, what is he fundraising for? Right? I mean, is he going to run for another office? Is he doing this so he could put money behind Newt? Is he, you know, what's going on here? So it sounds like he's not needing money. It sounds like he's got about $600,000 in debt, but he has saved up about $14 million. Just, I don't know if I would donate right now because I don't think he's running for president anymore. So where's your donation going? They said, well, some things Herman Cain could do. He can't keep the money. Okay, whenever you suspend your campaign, you really can't keep the money. But if you're traveling to do fundraisers and things like that, you could use the money for travel. You could use the money for your expenses. You could even give the money to a charity. You know, Herman Cain could do that, and that could benefit himself. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, I'd rather be the one giving it to the charity, you know? I mean, it came from Dr. Dahlia. But, I like Herman a lot. He's radio folk, very intelligent man. I still think he would have been a wonderful, wonderful president. Just looks like had a lot of issues with the ladies. So now we got to, you know, concentrate on Newt Romney. I don't know if Bachman's going to move forward. I don't know. Bachman says she's going to get a lot of Herman Cain supporters. But I don't know. I mean, if I was a part of any of the other camps, I would say that, too. As soon as Herman Cain said, I'm suspending my presidency, I would have said, you know, if Dr. Dahlia was running, I would have said, yeah, you know what? We just got told most Herman Cain supporters are coming to us, Dr. Dahlia. Because remember, this whole thing about Mitt Romney and Newton, it's so manipulated by the media. You know, nobody even knew Newt was coming from behind and until, you know, more and more media coverage, you know, look at this. And then the polls started to match. So it's all how the media plays it, you know. So what are you going to do? All right, let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hey, I got a question. When I go number Hello? Two,
No, Saki?
A lot of times it hurts down there if you haven't gone in a while. I don't know if I have, my watch will have a fissure. I'll have hemorrhoids. It bleeds for days afterwards. I try to keep my fiber up. I've tried laxatives. Nothing really helps. Easy distance. Thank you.
Okay. So if you're talking about hemorrhoids or you're talking about anal fissures, then thank you again for calling. Our answer line is 1-877-DOC-DALI if I'm not live. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Here's the problem. If you're having bleeding, it's got to get looked at by a gastroenterologist. I mean, doing the stool softeners is very logical. You want to, you know, soften the stool so you aren't pushing and making yourself bleed. Now, we've talked about hemorrhoids. Hemorrhoids are those veins, right, that are in the rectal area around the anus. And when you push, or if you're a truck driver, if you've been pregnant and you've had a lot of pressure, these little valves in the veins collapse. And then the vein poofs out, and it looks like a round grape, okay? We used to call them piles. Now we call them hemorrhoids. Put the sandwich down if you don't want to be grossed out. But we're talking about hemorrhoids right now, okay? And, yes, these things bleed because they're vascular. Hemorrhoids bleed. Now, anal fissures is a tearing in the skin that lines the anus. So if you have tearing, that could also cause bleeding because you're tearing. Now, usually most of these fissures will heal up as long as you aren't, you know, continually pushing. But if you're having that much bleeding, I'm thinking it may be more hemorrhoids than the fissure. And I'm sorry I can't draw a picture. Aren't you guys glad this is radio and not TV? But here's the thing that's really common. I know a lot of you have rectal bleeding and you don't do anything about it, because you don't talk to your friends about it. It's not like something you guys talk about, you know? All right, I'm in, all right? Or hit me on this on this 17 or whatever you guys do when you play blackjack. We aren't supposed to hit you. You're supposed to stay on the 17, all right? But no, you guys aren't going to be talking to each other about hemorrhoids and rectal bleeding, et cetera. So that's what my job is. My job is you need to get that checked. You need to see a gastroenterologist because, A, we need to know why they're not healing. Two, some of them may need to be surgically removed, all right? Three, if you are fissuring and tearing, it's going to get infected. What goes near the anal fissure? Well, your stool. And stool has E. coli. It's very easy for that area to get infected. I've seen abscesses, and I've had to drain these abscesses. So tender, so horrible. But here's the other thing. When somebody says, Dahlia, I just have hemorrhoids, that's all it is. Well, why are you getting a hemorrhoid? why did you have to push? Are you a truck driver? You know, did you have a pregnancy? Or do you have a mass? Do you have a mass up higher and it's causing this, you to have to push the stool out because the stool is trying to go around this big mass? And I can't tell you how many times I have pregnant women or truck drivers tell me, no, Dahlia, I'm a truck driver, so I'm good. We had a pregnant lady a couple years ago in town, just, you know, gave birth. She was having bleeding hemorrhoids. It turned out to be rectal cancer. And I don't want to scare you all. I don't want anybody, you know, going, oh, my gosh, rectal bleeding is going to be cancer. I got cancer. Most likely it's hemorrhoids. The problem is we can't say. You could have internal hemorrhoids up higher, external hemorrhoids, but you could have a mass. We don't know. Or you could have hemorrhoids that don't bleed, and you're bleeding from something else higher. Here's the thing. Colon cancer is really common, very common, either from our ancestors or with the way we eat or all the nitrates in our food. So whenever I see a person that has any blood in the stool, I assume it's something insidious until proven otherwise. Okay? The colon is guilty until proven innocent. Meaning you need to get a colonoscopy. You need to get that looked at. And, you know, keep in mind, these hemorrhoids can bleed and bleed and bleed. You could become anemic. It's not good. You can only do so much. Now, sometimes what we do is if we've done the colonoscopy and everything looks good and you're on a good diet, you're eating a lot of fiber, sometimes we use these anusol suppositories. What, Dr. Guy, I'm not going to stick anything in my butt? Listen to me, okay? They're anusol suppositories, and what they do is they have a little bit of steroid in there, and what that does is it decreases the swelling, because remember, if you're swollen, now you have a real tiny tube out which to push the stool, and that just makes matters worse. So the steroid kind of shrinks everything down, and it helps things along, okay? But that would be as a last treatment. First, you need to go to a gastroenterologist. You can also do these sitz baths where you soak in warm water for about 10 to 20 minutes every day. It kind of relaxes the sphincter, promotes healing. Don't put bubble bath in there. No rubber duckies. Just, you know, you sit there. And, I mean, it sounds like you've done everything else. I mean, you know, believe it or not, sometimes they even Botox the rectum, especially for anal fissures. Yeah. They actually, I mean, they Botox everything now. They will Botox your butt. Yep, they will. You could Botox breasts. You could Botox under the arm to stop sweating. We use Botox now for migraines. They Botox everything. But no. Your doctor will not Botox your butt. That won't happen. That won't happen. Excuse me. So just, okay, you guys can eat your sandwich now. I think I'm done with the subject. But you have to see a gastroenterologist. And thank you for calling. Great call, because it's touched upon a subject that I think a lot of us are suffering with. And we're afraid to. Now, so, okay, put the sandwich down. I'm not done. Some people say, well, how much blood are we talking? You know, sometimes I just wipe and there's a little bit. That's enough to look into it. That's enough. Again, if you can't say that that blood is not from a tumor, then you can't say, you don't know where it's from. You have to get it checked to make sure it's okay. And then, of course, eat your fiber, eat well, and get your regular colonoscopies. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Don't go away, 1-877-DR-DAHLIA.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Storable foods, check. Water filters, check. Gold and silver, check. Tactical gear, check. What's missing from your survival checklist? An essential that should not be taken for granted. Storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. Since many foods do not contain the essential micronutrients your body needs, you need Survival RX, the world's first ultra-long-term storable vitamins and nutritional supplements. How long? Survival RX products have a shelf life of up to 30 years, thanks to triple nitrogen flushing for guaranteed freshness. Go to SurvivalRx.com for our complete product list, including powdered milk and whey protein isolate. And remember, November is Nuclear Disaster Preparedness Month at SurvivalRx.com. With every order until November 30th, you will receive a free bottle of potassium iodate. Just enter coupon code RADIO. Go to SurvivalRx.com. That's Survival, the letter R, the letter X.com. Add SurvivalRx.com to your preparedness checklist today.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Now also available in digital format at Amazon and iTunes worldwide.
Don't come calling when your walls start falling.
Come. Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Why don't want me to Life Before the Collapse by the Las Vegas.
The Las Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
And iTunes.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hey everybody, Alex Jones here. If you're looking for the perfect Christmas gift, listen up. This will make your holiday shopping very easy. This year, give a seed bank from one of our oldest sponsors, Solutions from Science, to your friends and family. Here's why. The Survival Seed Bank will give any friend or loved one the ability to grow a full acre crisis garden of nutritionally dense, life-sustaining food. And the Survival Seed Bank is not just a box of open-pollinated seeds. It's an indestructible, waterproof seed bank that can even be buried if we face a real meltdown. And here's the best part. All the seeds in the Survival Seed Bank go through strict germination testing, so you can be confident you're not buying old seeds. Give a Survival Seed Bank this Christmas by going to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or you can call 877-327-0365 to give the gift that produces an ongoing supply of life-sustaining food.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Show. Now, this is cool. All right. Many of us have had to undergone mammograms. Men, too. You know, if men feel a lump, but they finally have come up with something that actually looks pretty promising. British scientists have created this breast-grinning system, they say, using the anti-landmine technology that can detect cancer in seconds. And I don't want to get too excited because I do see some pitfalls with this, but it's interesting. It's cheaper. There's less radiation, and it looks more comfortable. Now, the information I have on my Facebook fan page, you see the woman lying on her stomach, all right? She looks covered, and her breasts are actually in cups. So it's not like you're just standing there out there wide open while the tech is squishing you and squishing you. You get to just, you know, lie down on a bed, except they're in cups. You know, come to think of it, I like to sleep on my stomach a lot. I wonder if I could kind of build cups into the bed. Because honestly, I squish myself. Well, oh no, sorry. Wake up with one breast over your shoulder. Okay, so anyway, they expect that this system will be in use within 5 years in Britain, and then hopefully a little bit later as usual, in America. Okay, so let's kind of describe this now. So what it has is a patient lies face down on a bench, and there's the cups. The breast nestles in a ceramic cup. Nestle, I don't know how nestling it is. And there's a ceramic cup that kind of lines the scanner. The scanner has 60 antenna, which transmit radio waves, right, as opposed to X-ray waves. So it's less radiation through the breast, and then it relays signals to the computer. The signals distinguish between the normal breast tissue and tumors by picking up accumulations of blood and water. Then the information is displayed as a 3D image and highlights a hot spot in red. So you're looking at this, and I'm looking at, from the Daily Mail, you're looking at this, and it actually looks too good to be true. It's cheaper, it looks like a better image, but here's the problem. Did you see what they said? They said it highlights a hot spot. They pick up accumulation of blood and water. So it kind of sounds like using radio waves, you know, kind of some ultrasound technology type of stuff. Remember, cysts can do that. Infection could do that. So somebody could claim that this could pick up a lot of false positives. All right? But here's the thing. The reason why I think a lot of women have a problem with mammograms and false positives is because the mammogram is so damn uncomfortable. It's so embarrassing. It's so demeaning. That if this test was being done, I think they would kind of go into this whole process being less grumpy. All right, now, do I think it's going to be good enough as a mammogram? I don't know. I don't know, because not all cancer, you know, has fluid with it. Some cancers could be kind of dry. However, many cancers are more vascular. So if it's picking up extra vasculature, because remember, cancer needs a lot of blood. It picks up a lot of blood flow. Cancer also has higher metabolism. That's why people with cancer lose weight. Not only do they lose their appetite, but cancer is very highly metabolic. So you expend a lot of energy trying to keep that cancer alive. So if they're going to enhance this test, looking at metabolism, looking at heat, looking at, you know, I think, well, they've already been talking about thermograms for breasts. You know, really interesting technology. Very interesting. The reason why I'm all excited about this is maybe more women will get mammograms if it's more comfortable. And again, also, I mean, it's very, you know, women don't like to be naked in front of other women. I know a lot of you, you know, watch the wrong kind of TV, so you're looking at me dumbfounded. But no, it's true. A lot of us, we really don't like to undress. You know, and people are like, well, just another woman. But okay, keep in mind, after having a couple kids, you know, and you're older, you know, you have a young 20-year-old girl doing your, you know, mammogram. You're embarrassed. I mean, you know, here you are, you're lifting your breasts off the ground. They're telling you to, you know, keep the breast up, and it keeps on wanting to fall and flip to the east and flip to the west. It's embarrassing. Nobody wants to do that. It looks like in this particular case, you know, if she says, okay, go lie down and then I'll come in, It's nice for those of us that are a little shy. So I'm kind of worried about, you know, shyness, and I got my annual pap smear tomorrow. Yes, I was thinking about having it, you know, done on air. You know how Katie Kirk did her colonoscopy on air. You know, maybe I could do my pap smear on air. You know, the doctor's like, whoa, what's that? Whoa. No. I won't do that. You guys don't need to know about that. But, it's frustrating. We women, but that's why I also understand you men out there not wanting to get a prostate check, not wanting to get a colonoscopy. Like the previous message we got from the caller who had bleeding, you know, it's easy for me to say, go get a colonoscopy. Have you had a colonoscopy? It's not that fun. It's really not that fun. A room full of people. I mean, when I had mine done, you know, the nurse was a man, the doctor was a man, the anesthesiologist was a man. You know, and you're going to be put to sleep. And I trust them all, but gosh, you know, just no privacy. No privacy. All right, let's talk about this. This is a really sad case. A beautiful model, Lauren Scruggs. This was in the news today from Plano, Dallas. Had to be taken to the hospital because after a sightseeing venture on a plane, she walked right into the airplane propeller. It cut off her hand, sliced her head, shoulder. I mean, this is a beautiful girl. I believe she also does wardrobe for Gossip Girl. I think she's worked in the wardrobe department for that. And what happened is, I think she was going on a sightseeing trip, you know, looking at Christmas lights, and she got out of the plane, and I don't know if she was talking or whatever, but she walked right into the propeller while at the airport. And, I mean, just, oh. All right, FAA is doing, of course, an investigation to kind of figure out what's going on. The identity of pilots has not been revealed. I mean, I was under the impression that everything has to be shut off. I mean, my husband's a pilot, and he would not let us out of the plane till everything was off. I don't know what was going on. Yet, you know, with helicopters, you know, you leave the propellers or the rudders going, and everybody has to kind of duck and hide when they go. It's just, it's a shame because sometimes you get so used to the sound, you know, so used to the purr of it that you don't realize, and you can't see it. You know, it goes so fast. You just can't see it. And I know many of us, this brings back the image from Raiders of the Lost Ark, where Harrison Ford was, you know, trying to beat up that big ball guy. And he did, and he ran him right into the propeller. But still, that propeller was slower. You could see it. Many of these small plane propellers, you just don't see. And it's just heartbreaking that she went through that. So we'll see. Okay. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right. There's been a lot of news here about hangover cures. And where the FDA now is looking into a hangover cure that has a little bit of aspirin, a little bit of caffeine, an acid protector. I mean, cool stuff. Cool stuff. But we've talked about hangovers pretty thoroughly on this show. And we actually had opened up the phone lines and we said, what's your favorite hangover cure? Still, I'd love to hear it. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. And most people said, well, hair of the dog. Hair of the dog is the best thing to take for a hangover. Now, hair of the dog, what is that, Bloody Mary? Right, drinking a Bloody Mary, the alcohol is supposed to kind of make you feel a little better. The juice is supposed to add a little acidity. The tomato is supposed to give you a little energy, I guess, from the Bloody Mary. Not my favorite thing because I don't want you getting more alcohol into you. Okay, plus also remember your stomach is very acidic, so I don't think that's a good idea. You know, a lot of times they say, well, okay, then eat greasy breakfast. Here's the thing, all right, when we were in medical school, it was fluids, fluids, and fluids. Many times the reason why you're hungover is because you're dehydrated, so you need to get the fluids in. As long as you don't have congestive heart failure or a heart condition or a lung condition, you need to get the fluids in. The reason why coffee helps is because of the caffeine, but also the fluid. You know, they say water and sports drinks, not the worst thing, because, again, you want to watch the sugar content, because remember, with alcohol, you already consumed a lot of sugar with that. But hydration is key. Resting, yes, you may have to take some Tylenol, but keep in mind, be careful with the Tylenol or the acetaminophen, because you just had a bunch of alcohol causing that hangover. And, again, you have to watch the type of alcohol. We were talking about how many young kids in their 20s and 30s are now coming in with alcoholic liver disease. And I had talked about how sometimes the quality of the alcohol shouldn't make a difference. It makes a difference with hangover. It doesn't make a difference in cirrhosis. Alcohol will kill the liver no matter what. But that's an issue, too, drinking the cheap stuff. But, guys, it's all about fluids. And really, if you want to avoid a hangover, don't drink. All right, guys, if this is your stop, have a great rest of the way home. If not, keep on board. We got more Dr. Dahlia coming right up. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hi, MZ from InfoWars team here. Are you tired of being a wage slave working for others who pay you peanuts and have little or no loyalty to you? There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Alex Jones's InfoWars team is different. We promote quality health, energy, and skincare products using brilliant personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and lifestyle. You can work this low-cost business as much or as little as you like. You define the reward level. Whether you seek a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income. It's up to you. Best of all, this is a business that you can do spending time doing what you like to do. It's an asset that is yours to sell or pass on to your heirs. Try doing that as a wage slave. Want to find out more? Shoot me an email with InfoWars team in the subject line and tell me a little about yourself. MZ@InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ@InfoWarsTeam.com.